And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 7th of November. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Denmark 1035 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Cirra, southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South of Cirra, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 or 4 later. Fair, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 3 or less at first in west Dogger, otherwise southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in east Fisher, otherwise variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or southeast 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 near Strait of Gibraltar, becoming cyclonic, mainly westerly 3 to 5 later in west and south. Thundery showers later in west, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sol. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Hebrides, occasionally 4 later. Drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Faroes, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 5. Mist, 4 miles, 1025, steady. Stornoway, south by west 4. 13 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west, 3. Fog, 4 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south southwest, 3. 22 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south, 2. 5 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 2, 30 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Bulmer, south by west 1, 5 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 3, 1031, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 3. 2 miles, 1032. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north, 4, 1030, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 3. Fog, 200 metres, 1029, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, East by North 4, 1029. Scilly Automatic, Southeast 5, 11 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Milford Haven, Southeast by East 4, Mist, 4 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Aberporth, South by East 4, 8 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Valley, South-Southeast 1, 15 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Southeast by South 3, Mist, 4 miles, 1031, now falling. Valentia, Southeast by South 4, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Southeast 3, Mist, 3 miles, 1029, now falling. Malin Head, Southeast by South 4, 27 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, South-Southeast 4, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1027, now falling. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 6th of November. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will continue to dominate, continuing to give a good deal of mainly fair and relatively quiet conditions for the inshore waters, although there will be some drizzle and fog in places. Atlantic fronts will approach close to the west of the British Isles, giving stronger winds at times in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Rattray Head. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in north. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Isle of Man. Southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southeast 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in North Channel. Occasional drizzle. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, southerly 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting for Wednesday here on BBC Radio 4. As always, there's plenty to keep you company over on Radio 4 Extra through the night. Just starting, Death on the Nile, and the Belgian sleuth Hercule Poirot's holiday cruise is turning into a nightmare afloat. That's over on 4 Extra. In a moment, I'll hand you over to the World Service, who'll take us through the night, but we'll be back on air on BBC Radio 4 at 5:20 in the morning with the shipping forecast and news briefing with my colleague Alan Smith. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock, GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States, Singapore and China as we continue to bring you reaction to Donald Trump's victory in the US presidential elections. The man himself has big plans.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to.
And we'll look at what these elections tell us about the state of the world's largest economy. And why did so many members of the working class shift their votes from the Democrats to the Republicans?
One of the problems is that when you see this deindustrialization and manufacturing jobs disappearing, the legacy that leaves lasts generations.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Kamala Harris has officially conceded the election for the US presidency to Donald Trump. Speaking to her supporters in Washington, Ms. Harris acknowledged their disappointment, but had this message for her younger supporters.
To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed, but please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win. The important thing is don't ever give up.
Samira Hussein is at Howard University, where Ms. Harris made her speech.
Today, it was very noticeable just how quiet the walk in towards Howard University was. The stands weren't as filled up as they were last night, and people were visibly disheartened. But because she struck that hopeful tone and made it very clear that the fight is not over despite the defeat, I think it's a message that the supporters here really needed to hear, that they need to move on from these feelings of hurt and to really start to rebuild and go forward.
Earlier, both Kamala Harris and President Biden called Donald Trump to congratulate him on his victory. Donald Trump's victory was welcomed with enthusiasm by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Arab leaders focused on the president-elect's assertion that he'll stop wars, not start them. They've urged him to help bring peace to the region. Mr. Trump's win has caused nervousness in Ukraine. Our diplomatic correspondent is James Landale.
President Zelensky emphasised how much Ukraine relied on bipartisan support in the US, support some believe could now decline. European leaders emphasised the importance of transit.